Right. Hello. This is Pastor Thomas. How you doing this morning? Let us pray. Our Father and our God, once again, we come to say thank you. Pass down, Father God, that you look down on your people, that you keep them under the blood, that you anoint them and take care of them. In the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning, I want to talk about what's on the bottom. When you get so far down on the bottom of your life, that looks like there's nothing to do. You're down at the bottom and it looks like that everything's going wrong in your life. It looks like you can't get no friends are gone, your money gone. You're down on your last go around. What are you supposed to do when you reach out to help and there's no one there to help you? You reach out and you try to text someone and it's just like there's no one around. You're walking around, you're thinking, what can I do? You're down on your last go round. The Bible says that Jesus was down on his leg. He was at rock bottom. People had beat him, they spit on him, they talked about him, they kicked him, they walked on him. They even put thorns around his head. What do you do when you get down on rock bottom and there's nothing else to do? You're sick. You can't move. People don't want to help you. People talk about you. Your strange friends that you hung with, they don't want to even have anything to do with you. You're down and you can't pay your bills and look like you're walking around the streets. And you're doing everything that you do when you're at rock bottom. I've just come by this morning to encourage you. But Jesus says, I'm at the lowest of my life. I'm at the so lowest that they even took me and hung me out on the cross. They nailed me to an old rugged cross. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, when you're down, your mother ain't there, your father ain't there, your sisters or your brothers ain't there. Who there to help you when you're on rock bottom? Who there to take care of you when you're crying all night long? Who there when somebody else is looking around at you, laughing at you, talking about, I remember she used to do this, and I remember she used to do that. But nobody will stand out in the hand to help a hand to help you. What do you do when you're on rock bottom? Come by to let you know that when you're on rock bottom, there's things in your life that got to be changed. There's things got to be done in your life when you're on rock bottom. When you're on rock bottom, everything's going wrong. The scripture teaches us that when you're on rock bottom, you have to learn how to hold on. You got to learn how to stretch your hand out to deep. But Jesus was still on the bottom, and he went down even down in hell. Matthew talks about it, that he went down in hell, and he brought back 144,000 souls that was lost. See, when you're on rock bottom, there's help somewhere. There's help there because God would reach out and help you and touch you and strengthen you and help you, and somebody would come along and lift you up. But when you get lifted up, oh, you gates of Zion, the Bible says, lift up your head, oh, you gates of Zion, and let the glory of the Lord come in. See, sometimes you got to repent. You got to say, God, here I am. I don't have anything else to offer, but I'm going to offer up to you, God. I'm going to offer up that my spirit and everything to you, because nobody wants to be on rock bottom. Nobody wants to be down and out. Nobody wants to have themselves messed up and then kicked to the curb. You've got to look at this here. When you're on rock bottom, there's no good friends around. But God says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. God says that he'll take care of you through the winds and through the storms and through the rain. God has sent somebody by. Even if you can't lift yourself up, God will lift you up. And I come by this morning to encourage you that don't matter what's going wrong in your life, God will take care of you because somebody's going to help you. Don't worry about who's putting you down, who's talking about you, who's kicking you through the curb. God will lift you up. But look here. When Jesus was on rock bottom, he said, Father, into my hands I commend my spirit. Because he knew that nothing else was left to do. And that's how you got to feel sometimes. You got to say, God, I repent from all the wicked things I've done in my life. Here I am, God. Here I am. Bless me. Help me. I don't tell you to go kill yourself or go jump out on the rooftop. No, no, no. That's not the way out. The way out is saying, Lord, I repent. See, sometimes you have to repent from the things that you have done. You may have said something wrong to somebody else. Or you may have done something wrong to somebody. You may have even shot somebody or killed somebody by mistake out of anger, because that's how the devil works. You may have done some things. You may have slept around with a man that you hadn't been sleeping with, or a woman you hadn't been sleeping with. But what you've got to do is get down on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me, because I'm on rock bottom. I can't get out of here. That I bless you going in, and I bless you coming out. So what you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. When you're on rock bottom, get up off your feet. Stand strong. Look at the world and say, here I am, God. Look up towards heaven and give God your best. All you got is yourself to give unto God. I tell you, he will. He will bless you. And see, one thing I like about the scripture, and it talks about Jesus on rock bottom. The Bible said they placed him in Joseph's new tomb. They thought it was all over with because he was on rock bottom. But the Bible said they got so scared they even put a stone in front of the tomb. But the Bible says that the angel of the Lord came and rolled the stone away, and Jesus was not there. The Bible said he's been risen. That means he's been lifted up. And that means that he'll come by and lift you up. That means that he'll come by and take care of you. That means that God will make a way for you. Don't you understand that you can't lay on the rock bottom anymore? Get up and give God the glory. Fight. If you're on drugs, fight. If you're smoking crack, fight. If you're smoking weed, fight. Because God will lift and get on top. Because God wants you to be the king and queen of your life. Get up. Don't let anybody hold you down. Get up and give God glory, because you was on rock bottom. And when you get on top, remember, the Lord has blessed you. And I don't know who's going to do this word that's for today, but I come by to let you know that you have to get up and get off of the bottom and get on top. God said, I made you the lender, not the borrower. That means that you got a way out. And that means today, I declare today that somebody's going to be blessed. Somebody's going to get off the bottom and get on top. And when you get on top, always remember there's somebody else on the bottom. The Bible says, bless him, and he'll bless you. Bless those who are unfortunate. Bless them. Get off of the bottom and get on top, because nobody wants to be on rock bottom. God bless you. I just want to come by this morning to give you a word from the Lord. That was on my heart to preach to you this morning about getting off the bottom. God bless you.